God bless you and thank you for the miracle seed that you have released, woman of God. The Lord said, I'm going to bring you into a real favorable light. And with that, the Lord says that I place a glory upon thee. I will cause you to come into a time where you'll have greater command of your emotions, of your thoughts, and of your feelings as well as your spirit. And what God is saying that He's placing a power in you, woman of God. Now, with that power, you could be tempted to somewhat dominate others and bully others. And though you may not even recognize it, God says sometimes it could be done in our actions, it can be done in our words, it can be done in how we say things that seem so normal. The Lord says a fresh wind of healing is happening deep down inside of you. And yet, the Lord says there will be no feelings of remorse. There will be no feelings of guilt, no feelings of rejection. For the Lord says, if you only knew how much I love thee, if you only knew how much I thought highly of thee, my daughter. For the Lord says, ministry is definitely your portion. And you're going to see that through all of this journey, through this journey, He has been developing thee. He has been making thee. And yet, in your journey, you have been searching for love. And yet, love is not a destination. Love is a journey. And yet, God says, in the midst of the journey, keep your eyes stayed on Him. No woman of God, that yes, you will marry, yes, you will have children. But he says, guard against being argumentative. Guard against being impatient. Guard against being insensitive to others. Your greatest success will come, woman of God, as you touch the lives of God's people. Now, I'm not just talking about those that profess Christ. Everyone is God's people. You will touch them in the areas of teaching. You will touch them in areas of knowledge, in the area of communication. But you will touch them the most in the area of His love coming forth and shining out of you. For the Lord says, I have equipped thee, my daughter, and as you keep thine ears attuned to me, I will guide thee and I will lead thee. And I will order your steps. I see travel around you. Yes, travel all around thee. Travel that shall bless thee. Something is about to open up for thee in the area of employment as well, because I see money coming into your hands. But then I looked up, woman of God, I saw an inheritance. And I saw a house, an inheritance. Something that you might be doing also surrounding a house with teaching or ministering or just opening up the word. I don't know what that's, or could be prayer. But something with you and young people is going to really take off. Thank you, Sister Christy. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless.
Amen, Sister Christie. I hear Father God saying, be encouraged. And I hear Father God saying, write and journal. Well, Father God says, as you write and journal in this season, it's going to bring clarity and confidence. So Father God says, write and journal and begin to document your confidence concerning all things concerning you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy. Sister Christy, I hear the word of the Lord saying that more doors of revenue shall be coming forth. God says that you're going to be out and about. I'm hearing God say that you're going to be before people, partners galore. God says that an ideal or vision of yours is about to take off because I see you around people pouring into them. And God says that there are many people that you shall pour into, that you shall counsel, because God says that you are a woman of wisdom, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy, and I concur, because I just seen a lot of celebration, a huge celebration. That's all I can see is a huge, huge celebration, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Christy. You have stepped into a new season. It's a season of laughter, a season of joy, a season of restoration. God is even mending things within your heart, and he's teaching you a new system of operation. He's giving you favor in partnerships and business matters, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy. I hear God saying that this is a season of favor, favor in the area of finances, favor in the area of book publishing. I hear God saying something about a new home or a new residence, a new place for you. And God said, this is the time that you're going to begin to step up and you're going to step out, and people are going to begin to see the new you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy. I hear the word of the Lord say stability. But Father God saying he stables us lives and some things concerning family, finances, and even hear Father God saying new friendships and partnerships. Father God said, be at peace. For Father God is ready to show yourself approved in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
And just know, woman of God, the Lord says to thee that I am preparing you for a season of greater blessing. I'm preparing you for a season and a day where I will raise thee up to touch the lives of many people. And then I heard God says further schooling and further education. The Lord says get back into the school and schooling, because God said I called you to be a healer and I called you to be a counselor. And you're going to do spiritual work, and you're going to bring my people into a time of peace and transformation. You're going to bring my people in and just allow them to be able to fully express themselves. The Lord says prepare, because your creativity is about to come to the forefront, and it's going to cause you to be blessed. That is the word of the Lord.